Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. Okay, who is ready to declutter with me? Hopefully, your whole family is going to listen to this podcast, and we are going to be talking about decluttering your bedrooms. I am specifically talking to anyone who lives inside of this house that is listening to this podcast. So wherever you live, you are part of this challenge. Now, what I told you about the Decluttering Madness Challenge is that the goal is to get as much out of the house in 31 days as humanly possible. There are three options for any of the things that move out of your bedroom this week. Number one, it can just be trash. Like you could fill up a trash bag, take it to your trash can, put it in there, boom, that counts as a bag. Number two, it could be donatable. We are in the bedroom. There are going to be a lot of clothes and books and toys donated this week. Bag those up, put them right into the adults' cars, and drive those to the donation center. Or number three, you may have decided that you as a family are going to take things to the consignment store or possibly have a garage sale at the end of the month. If you are, hopefully you've decided where you're going to locate those items that are going to be sold before March 31st. For the item to count as being decluttered, it has to be sold and gone. So possibly you're going to move all of these things into the living room and dining room, like I suggested last week. And then you're going to sell them in a garage sale. Remember, if you're doing the garage sale option, you want to price as you go. So for example, if you are going to box up books this week and those are going to end up in the garage sale, I suggest putting similar books in one box and then just labeling 25 cents per book. So for example, Dad's books would be in his own box, the kids' books would be in different boxes, and Mom's books would be in different boxes as well. That way, when people come to shop at your garage sale, they know which box of books to look through. I also suggest having one price for clothing, not to individually price every single piece of clothing in your garage sale. So just say $1 per item or $2 per item or whatever you think is fair, or everything on this side of the room is $1 per item and these pieces are priced at a higher price. You know how to price things for a garage sale, probably better than I do. Okay, so we know what constitutes a bag. We know where we're going to take the trash. We know where we're going to take donatable items. And we know where we're going to put things that we're ready to sell. So let's get started decluttering. There are seven specific things I want you to do in your room, in your bedroom. Now, kids, I want you to think about your bedroom as your own mini apartment. This is the part of your house that is yours, that you get to make the decisions for, and you have the responsibility for cleaning and organizing. And it's hard for your parents to know what you like and what you don't like and what you're actually done with. So you get to make the decisions, but your parents can override you and decide to keep things for later. They just won't keep those in your room. Husbands, this is part of your challenge as well. You are probably going to fly through many pieces of this organizing the bedroom step, but you're going to get hung up on clothing. I often find that husbands don't tend to go through their clothing as much as their wives do. And while they may not have the quantity that their wife has, they often have much older pieces of clothing than their wives do that they've held on to for sentimental reasons or just because they don't want to take the time to go through the closet. So we will definitely be talking about clothing. You could do all seven of these steps in one day. If you guys want to have a super Saturday, you could do it individually on your own. There will be a printable that you can print out at organize365.com/156. Or you can decide over the next 7 days to do one of these tasks each day. You decide how to do it. Let's get started decluttering. Step one is to get a trash bag and go in your bedroom and search for everything that is trash. Empty trash cans, if there are any empty water bottles, food wrappers, things that are broken that just somehow got put in the bedroom and never got fixed. All of those things that are trash are usually pretty easy to pick up, put in a trash bag, tie it up, and take it down to the garage and put it where you put trash bags before they go to the curb to go to the trash can. That should be a pretty quick step. And when you're walking around the room, just say to yourself, trash, trash, what is trash? And you'll be surprised how many additional items you'll see as you're chanting trash, trash, trash to yourself. The second step is also fairly quick and easy. This one is where you're looking for food and laundry. So maybe as an adult, you don't take food into your bedroom, but kids for sure, teenagers tend to get food in their bedroom. So just go through your bedroom and look for any food items that have ended up in there, dishes that need to go back down to the kitchen, and laundry. Somehow, laundry doesn't always make it into the laundry basket. Sometimes it ends up on the bathroom floor, sometimes on the bedroom floor. Sometimes it was clean laundry that never got hung up in the closet. I'm not naming any names here, but I'm sure that some of these instances happen in your houses as well. So step two is to get any dirty laundry in the hamper, or better yet, all the way down to the laundry room, and any clean laundry that's in the laundry room or in your bedroom not put away, put away in the closet and the dresser. So step one and two should take you an hour or less to get rid of all the trash, all the food and dishes that need to go back into the kitchen, and any dirty laundry into the laundry room, and clean laundry hung up and put away in your bedroom. Now, step three is to go ahead and get a new trash bag, and I want you to just look around your bedroom for anything that is easy for you to donate. For kids, any toys that you're done using, for all of us, books that we're done reading that another family's not going to read and we're not going to read that book again, that can be donated. If you're looking around, you see old shoes that you know don't fit and aren't going to be handed down to another sibling, those can be donated. Maybe you have a craft project there that you used to love to do that you don't do at all anymore, that can be donated. So just doing this step of scanning your room for anything that is easy to donate is going to save you a little bit of time next. You might want to just set your timer for 15 or 20 minutes, open drawers, look in your closet, look under the bed, look on top of the dresser and the shelves, even knickknacks, collectibles, things that have been decorations in your room. If you're just tired of them and you want to donate those, go ahead and put those in a bag and then take those to where your donatables go in your family. All right, so we've gotten through the first three steps and these are all pretty easy. We've gotten rid of trash, dishes and food, dirty laundry, put the clean laundry away, and we've scanned the room for easily donatable items. The next couple steps are going to be a little bit of work, but you're going to see huge rewards. So go get yourself your favorite beverage, make yourself a nice fountain Coke, or go get a Gatorade and get a little bit of replenishment, maybe have a little snack, because we are going to tackle the clothing. Now, if at all possible, I would love for you to do this in one fell swoop. Yes, it is going to take at least an hour, maybe two, but tell me, when was the last time that you really went through your clothing and tried everything on? And kids, if you are 8 years old or older, you can do this. You could do this and make these piles for your mom to check, but you are able to do this on your own. I know you can do this. So for the clothes, there are a lot of things that are clothing. We have pants, we have tops, we have casual clothing, we have pajamas, socks and underwear, dressy clothing, shoes, and sometimes we have uniforms. If you go to a school that has a uniform or if you work somewhere that has a uniform, these are the kind of clothing that we have. Now, kids, I recorded podcasts specifically for you. And in the beginning, I was talking mostly to girls, but they apply to boys as well. And these start in podcast number 103. So you can have your parents show you how to download the podcast app. And you can listen to podcast 103, which is all about organizing your bedroom basics. And podcast 104 talks about getting your clothes organized. It talks about the different kinds of clothes that kids have that are different than the clothes that adults have. And specifically, that each of you kids have your own kind of clothing that you like. Like, for example, my daughter hates to wear jeans and she loves to wear leggings and sweatpants. And my son hates to wear sweatpants, but he loves to wear jeans. So you have a certain kind of pants that you like to wear. Some of you like turtlenecks because they're warm. Others of you feel like you're being choked in a turtleneck. Some kids like to wear dresses and dressy clothes, and other kids feel like it's torture to be put in something that is dressy. So you have your own personality style, and the easiest way to tell what your favorite kind of clothing is that it's all dirty. So it's not in your bedroom. You just took it down to the laundry room in step two. Because all of your favorite clothes are almost always dirty because they're the ones that you wear as soon as they're clean again. So specifically for kids, but for everyone, you are going to have clothing that is too big, clothing that is too small, clothing that you don't like to wear and would never wear, and then your favorites. So when you know what your favorites are, I want you to be able to tell your parents. So after you do this exercise and you go through your clothes, I want you to say, "Mom, my favorite pants are jeans, and I like these jeans because they're super skinny and they are tight, and I love how they feel on my legs." Or, "Mom, I hate to wear skirts because I'm always cold, and I like leggings better." It does not mean that they're going to go buy you a new wardrobe, but if your mom and dad know what you like best, then they'll be able to make better buying decisions when they buy you more clothes at the next season. Also, all of us, moms, dads, kids, we all have clothing that is too big and clothing that is too small in our closets. So what I'd like you to do is only have the clothing that actually fits you and you would wear right now in your closet at the end of today. You could get laundry baskets or boxes or bins, and I want you to label one too big and one too small. Some of this clothing you might want to save, especially if you have siblings that are older or younger than you and you tend to pass your clothing down to other siblings. Or, mom and dad, if you tend to gain and lose weight seasonally throughout the year, I think it's okay to have one size that's bigger than you and one size that is currently smaller than what you wear. However, I don't think you need to have four and five sizes bigger or smaller than you currently are. And we want to have what fits and what looks good on you in your closet right now. You would be surprised how little clothing you actually need in your closet to wear each week in order to get dressed without having to do laundry. I just added up all of the clothing that I have for the winter season for a video I made for our Facebook group, and it's 17 outfits. I have 17 outfits, three pairs of jeans and 17 different tops that I can put on, and that's all the clothing I own for winter. And that is plenty. There are outfits in there that I have, probably five that I haven't even worn at all this winter, and I'm almost at the end of the season. So usually 5 to 15 sets of tops is all you really need to get through a season. But we tend to feel like we need to fill the closet or we need to have more just in case we don't do laundry as often. But what I would love is if you had 10 to 15 outfits that were your favorite, hanging up clean, you knew where they were, and then we can work on paring down the excess. So as you are going through your clothing, I want you to try it all on. Specifically, the tops and the pants. You don't necessarily have to try on all your socks and underwear and pajamas. I'll take your word for it if those fit or those don't fit. But go through all of your pants and try them on. And if you have more than 10 pairs of pants, you're not wearing all of those pants. For example, this is an area where my husband has a lot of excess. He probably has 20 pairs of pants in his closet, and he wears two, and I wear three. So we tend to have a lot more than we need in this area. Now, it would be way too difficult to try on 20 pairs of pants and give away 17 of them. Even if you're never going to wear them again, it's too big of a jump. I totally understand that. But could you give away at least 25%? Could you give away 5 pairs, up to 10 pairs of pants? And think about it. Somebody else is going to get this donated clothing and they are going to be able to wear pants and they don't have enough pants. So let's give the extra pants to people who need them. So try on all the pants, try on all your shirts, try on all of your sweaters. That's going to take over an hour. I know it is. It will be worth it. Also, shoes. Try on all of your shoes. Really take a look at them. Because when you're looking at them in your closet and you don't take them out of your closet, then you say, oh yeah, those black shoes, I love them. But when you take them out of your closet and put them on, then you'll realize, oh yeah, the sole is broken on these. I forgot that. Or I forgot that these are too small and they pinch my feet and I don't like wearing them. And then you'll be able to give them away. Now here's the rule for trying on clothing. We're going to chunk this just in case something happens and you can't try on all your clothing in one day. So let's start with pants. I want you to get all of your pants, carry them out of your closet or drawers, whichever they're in, and put them on your bed. And then one at a time, try those pants on, hang them up or fold them and put them back where they belong. And go one by one. There is something that happens when you take things out of your closet or out of your dresser drawer and look at them on your bed. All of a sudden you notice, oh yeah, those pants were missing a button. I forgot about that. Or, oh, I forgot there's a stain on that pair of shorts. When you see things not in the dresser drawer and not in the closet, you look at them differently. So even though it seems like a silly extra step, and it's probably going to add 10 minutes to this task for you, I really encourage you to take the pants, the shirts, the sweaters, all of it out of the closet and put it on your bed. And do one kind of clothing at a time, so all pants or bottoms. Then do all the short sleeve shirts. Then all the long sleeve shirts. Then all the sweaters and sweatshirts. And then for your dressy clothes and uniforms, for uniforms, you'll just keep everything that you have. For your dressy clothes, I know in our family, we tend to have way more dressy clothes than we could ever wear. We get dressed up maybe 2 or 3 times a year because our church is not a dressy church. So you may have 10 to 15 dressy outfits, but like us, you only really get dressed up 2 or 3 times a year. Growing up, I get dressed up all the time, which is why I have a lot of dressy clothes. So now's the time to really take a look at all of those dressy clothes. Do they still fit? Are they still in style? Are they still what you want to wear? Do you go to the kind of events where you used to wear this dressy clothing? And is it time to consign those, sell, or donate those items? Now here's what's interesting. I told you you might have 20 pairs of pants and really only wear 2, 3, or maybe 5 of them, but you have 20 pairs, right? And I only told you to get rid of 5, maybe 10, but most likely you'll get rid of 5. Why would I tell you that it's okay to keep 10 pairs of pants that you're probably not wearing and aren't going to wear? Well, part of it is because this is a process, especially if this is the first time you've gone through your closet like this. It's too hard to just jump down to the exact amount of clothing that you're wearing in your closet right now. You might lose the weight. You might start going out to dressier events. You might go on a vacation where you need that clothing. You might whatever. All these ideas are going to come into your head, but I might need that. Maybe I will use that. Maybe I could give that to my sister, my mom, my daughter. These ideas will come into your head, and I don't want you to fight them, and I don't want you to start arguing with yourself and going, well, I have to get down to 1/3 of this quantity of clothing needs to stay and 2/3 needs to go. You'll lose way too much energy arguing with yourself, and it'll make the process harder because you'll have all kinds of resistance. I would rather that you get rid of 25% of your clothing, know that you kept a little bit too much, but the process wasn't that laborious and you'll do it again 6 months from now when the seasons switch again. And once you've done it 3 or 4 times, you will have so much less in your closet, but it'll happen quickly and easily and be something that you're able to do. also, you'll find a lot of clothes that you don't wear in your closet that you do really like. And some of them you will wear because now you'll remember that you have them and that you could see them. The goal at the end of going through your clothes is that you have what you use, what you love, and what you like accessible, clean, and ready to wear. Also, you will find when you go through this that really your underwear doesn't fit anymore. This is usually what happens with my kids. I tend to forget to buy underwear because, I mean, it's just a basic and I still see it going through the laundry. And I buy new clothes in new sizes, but I forget. Underwear changes sizes too. So this is a good time to make that list of, hey, I only have one pair of school shoes right now and I really need another one. Or I'm down to three pairs of underwear. It's time to buy new underwear and I actually need new size underwear. Or one of my kids, I realized one year they outgrew all of their pajamas. Like none of them fit at all. And so they needed all new pajamas. So this is the time where you can make a little list of things that you need to get in the next month or two to add to your wardrobe. Okay, the toughest part is over. So we had the first three easy tasks. This was your big chunk to really get through all of the clothing. Everyone in the family needs to do this. Get through the clothing. You probably got a lot of donatable bags of clothing. And go ahead, if you're giving them to Goodwill, give the mismatched socks. If it has a stain in it, it's okay. They go through this whole recycling process with their clothes, and they actually recycle the clothes that don't get sold. So don't worry about including those kind of clothings in your donations, especially if you're giving to Goodwill. Go ahead and donate those. Now, the last three steps are going to be quicker again. Step five, I want you to look at the floor in your bedroom. Everything that is on the floor, and this is including furniture. I just went through my master bedroom last week and I got rid of four pieces of mismatched furniture and I moved a different desk into my bedroom. My office is in my master bedroom and I love the way it looks now. I put the TV that used to be on a piece of furniture that I didn't need anymore. I mounted it on the wall and it opened up the whole bedroom. So there may be some furniture that you have in your bedroom that you don't need anymore and you don't use, and it could open up some space in your bedroom. Also, we have a puppy, Hunter, and when Hunter was a puppy, I would play with him with toys in our bedroom. And now we don't do that anymore, but I still had a whole bin of dog toys in our bedroom. Those got moved down to the family room where we actually play with the dog with dog toys. We also have a broken fan in our bedroom right now, and I got a new fan and I put that in the bedroom, but the broken fan is still in the bedroom, so that needs to go. So you're looking at everything that is on the floor, including furniture. Make sure each piece can defend its territory and that it really needs to stay in your bedroom. Number six is books. Everyone usually has books in the bedroom. Books they're in the middle of reading, books they finished reading, and books they want to read. For some people, this is just a few books. For other people, it's bookshelves worth of books in their bedrooms. This can be a very time-intensive, laborious task. But again, what I'm going to tell you is take all the books and put them on your bed as you make the decision. Like go on a little scavenger hunt around your room. Put all of the books on your bed. And then as you put each one back on the bookshelf or your nightstand, decide, am I going to read this? Am I going to give it to someone when I'm done? Or am I done with this book and it can move on? And step seven, the last step, is to just stand in your room and you're going to go wall by wall. So stand in the middle of your room and look at one wall in your room and look at everything that's on that wall. So I'm standing in my bedroom right now and I'm looking at the wall that has the TV and the desk and the bookshelf. This is when I would open up every drawer in the desk, see if anything could be donated out of there. Look at the top of my desk. Can I donate anything? Look at my bookshelf. Is there anything in there that I can donate? Or are there things that belong other places in the house that shouldn't be in the bedroom at all? Okay, I'm going to look at the next wall. The next wall has windows on it and pictures and decorative items. Well, now's a great time to clean those blinds if you want to. Or fix, I sometimes have broken blinds. You can fix those blinds. Check the pictures, check all the knickknacks. We've lived in our house 20 years. So maybe it's time to freshen up the decor around here and I don't need to have the same knickknacks that I've always had. I'm going to turn again and look at another wall. Now I could see our nightstands, and I could see our bed. It's time to make your bed and go through your nightstand drawers and look at what's on top of the nightstands. And when I look at the final wall in my bedroom, there's a little credenza desk, and then there's also some more knickknacks, another picture on the wall, and a dresser. If you haven't gone through every drawer in the dresser, now's the time to do that. Look at everything on top of the dresser and everything else that's on the floor, lamps, fans, all of those items. That's it. You've been through your master bedroom. This is going to take some time, but the rewards are amazing because this is the space that you actually spend the most time in your house. This is where you sleep. This is where you get ready. This is where you go at the end of a long, hard day. And isn't it so nice to go in and have it all clean and everything in there defended of items that you want to keep? All right, I know you guys can do this. I would love to know how many bags you have gotten rid of, either to trash, donating, or selling. Go ahead and mark those on your individual paper. And then right before you listen to the podcast next week, tally everybody's up and add it over on your family paper. You can download the printable in today's post as well. So just go to organize365.com/156. And right there, you'll also be able to print out the 7 steps that I just went through. So if one person wants to print it out, then they could put it on the refrigerator and everyone can make sure they go through the 7 steps of organizing their bedroom. I cannot wait to hear how you guys did. Go over to organize365.com/Facebook and leave me some notes in the comments. And if you haven't started yet, take before and after pictures. I would love to see before and after pictures. All right, you guys have a great week.